Fashion tips and medical advice, day 3. My life has often been full of noise. My mother's family liked what they called din, not a common word nowadays, and one that as a small child I'm certain I used to conflate with dinner. Like it was a comparative, din, dinner, dinnerist. Dinner, then, perhaps as now, I'm out of touch, was often used to refer to what I have called in adult life lunch, and dinner time was lunchtime. And when I was staying with my maternal grandmother, there was usually a din at dinner time. It often included a row about something that wouldn't see the end of the meal. But even without an argument or disagreement, there was always plenty of noise. Well, there would be. It often involved my grandmother, Miriam Quinton, her brother, who lived next door, Norman Griffiths, his wife, Edna, their two daughters, Ruth and Alison, my mother, Cynthia, her sister, my aunt, Daphne, me and my sister. Sometimes my dad. It was a very feminine world, and one that seemed to have a default fallback subject on the rare occasion that conversation / noise faltered. Someone's health. I hear Eric Unsworth. All names were like this before colour TV. Has gone into hospital. Hepatitis. I had no idea then what hepatitis was, and I'm not really sure now. But you just knew it wasn't good. Well, it was hospital. And that was the big thing before colour TV. It's easy to mock these family gatherings now, easy to roll your eyes and feign embarrassment or some kind of near shame. But really, they were great moments. A person had to have presence to be heard. You had to have a story to tell, or it was better to go off with a small plate on your knee in the corner, and nobody wanted to do that. But for years, I suppose, I was embarrassed by the tittle-tattle, the small talk. I thought I was better than that. Better than conversation over dinner. And then there was a lull. And I realised how much I missed the din at dinner time.